Vygotsky also believed that all learning was social in nature. He thought people learned from more capable individuals. He referred to the range between what a learner can learn on their own and what they can learn with help from someone who is an expert as their zone of proximal development. What children can do by themselves without any assistance is called the independent level. This is also the level at which children are customarily tested. This is not the zone of proximal development. It's the bottom of the range. The very top of the range, which is also outside the child's zone of proximal development, ZPD, is what the child can't do, even with assistance. Between those two extremes is the zone of proximal development. It consists of tasks that children can perform with assistance. That's where instruction should occur. Teachers ought to determine this range, present tasks that are just above the range, and assist children in getting there.